track again right there. Cover of Colossus by Idols by Centuries live from Sled Island. Fantastic. Got the whole set recorded, sent it on through, so maybe it'll be coming out on Bandcamp soon, so keep your ears out for that. And then also check out Centuries' recent record, brand new from this year, Snow is a Metaphor for Death. Should have added that onto my heaviest records of the year list. Definitely up there. Keeping it heavy. Got another track here, kind of like a, I don't know if it's a throwaway or what it is, just came out in June, by the one and only Kim Gordon. It seems like it's in the same vibe as her last album, The Collective, produced with Justin Raisin, but this one here keeps that theme perfectly, goes by the name ECRP. Hope you enjoyed as much as I do.
Track again right there,
ECRP by Kim Gordon, formerly of Sonic Youth. Definitely check out the record she did before this, The Collective, one of my favorite records of the year. Kind of got that same sound there where it's almost like a low-passed, more distorted version of like 2016 SoundCloud rap, but then you also have Kim Gordon just speaking to you over it. Like, it's kind of funny if you look at the Bandcamp for like this single and also for The Collective as an album, you get like tags like audiobook. So it's like she's not even like singing most of the time. It's mostly just like speaking. I think there's like a German word for it, like sprechen music or something, like speaking music, but I really don't know. Keeping with this theme though of musicians who were in massive bands, Kim Gordon obviously from Sonic Youth, we got a solo record here by the one and only Beth Gibbons of Portishead. If you listened to the show before, you know I love Portishead, and I'm in a strange minority who actually thinks Third is the best of their records, just kind of like so out there from the rest of their music, and nothing really sounds like it except for things in the past, and just the creative process for making that record from what I've read is like nothing before, or like nothing I've even thought of, such as like the opener, they wanted like the sound of like Muhammad Ali fighting like Sonny Liston in like the jungle, like the rumble in the jungle. But anyway, off track. This one here, Beth Gibbons just released her, I believe it's her debut album, which is crazy because it's like she's been in the industry for so long. But from what I was reading, it took about a decade to make, and it certainly sounds like it. The sound choices, the whole thing, just immaculately produced. The album goes by the name Lives Outgrown. Definitely check out the rest of it. Gonna be playing one song from it here for you. I think it was the second single, and it goes by the name Reaching Out.
You will. You said you won't. You can't tell if you don't. You stand alone on your own, reaching out, holding on.
Silence all.
there, some new music out of New York by a band named Chanel Beads. Just found out about them on our playlist. Their album, I think it's their debut, Your Day Will Come, just showed up. Super dreamy. Had to switch up the vibe, especially after playing so much heavy music there. Kind of reminds me of Beach House, but a little dirtier, which I love. So if you like that, check out the rest of the record. Again, Your Day Will Come by Chanel Beads. That one right there was the lead single, Police Scanner. I haven't played any electronic music, or not too much, unless you consider that last one electronica, but I love my electronic music, and I gotta throw in a classic tune here. Not really a classic tune, but a classic act. Electronic music producer by the name Music, founder of the one and only Planet Mew label, just released his 17th album. Good for him. Oh my god. Go Mike. Go Mike, go. Again, Music. The album goes by the name Grush, and this here was probably my favorite song off the whole thing. Kind of got like a Pokemon melody going into it like later on, but I'll let you listen. Goes by the name Windsor Safari Park. Thank you.
Days of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Yep, Wednesday, 1 p.m., definitely tune in. Noise of Carpet, love that stuff. I like how he says it's nostalgic music, but like, I was born after the time of most of the music that he's playing, and still I somehow feel a nostalgia for that time. Kind of strange how that works. But anyway, running really low on time here. Make sure, stay tuned. Next up, typically Tuesdays, I'm going to be tuned in. Special episode, I think, this week because of the heat wave. So I'll listen, you'll listen. We'll find out what it is. Got two songs for you. I think I can fit them in. Maybe one of them gets a little cut here, but they're two kind of like contrary takes on this heat here. The first one is a bit more of a sunny track. Comes from a 2007 album by the name Andorra by a Canadian artist, Caribou. Chose to play this one because, first of all, the sun. Second of all, he's coming. He's going to be in Vancouver on November 8th at the P&E Forum. So if you dig this album, listen to the rest of it, listen to his more recent albums. He's definitely got some classics in there. Andorra is personally my favorite, so I'm going to play something from that. I'm going to play one song, goes by the name She's the One. Beautiful song, kind of Animal Collective inspired, but it's also like a contemporary with Animal Collective, so we'll see. And then I'm going to switch it up and play something a lot darker, a lot heavier. Ironically enough, this was one of Rolling Stones' Songs of the Summer of 2018, and it's a band I play here a ton, band I love, Death Grips, and it's the lead single off their 2018 album, Year of the Snitch. It goes by the name Black Paint. So again, going to be playing Caribou, She's the One, and then directly into some Death Grips. I know I feel both of those feelings, both wanting to be trapped inside, surrounded by black paint, and then out in the sun on a day like this. So, first off, let's get the sun, and then we're going to go straight into the dark.
Just how perfect she is.